Soaking. What up, what up, what up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the SKE Soundcast. I am your host, Jackzilla. Thank you for rocking with us once again. This is yet another edition of Sinanu Says So, starring me and featuring this other dude who you guys really like and have come to, I don't know whether it's love or pity, but either way, you've come to tolerate the namesake of the show, none other than my dear friend, Sinanu Kofi Apatu. Everybody, welcome Sinanu. Sinanu, welcome yourself. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I am. You know what I'm about, musical excellence. I am the sex symbol status of the show. Thank you very much. Once again, it's an honor and a pleasure. Jack, I hope you're living good, eating right, staying fresh. Absolutely. Keep as young as possible. You know, we need to keep you alive, Jack. It's important.
No doubt.
Is a very special one, Jack.
Tell me why. Why is this episode so special to you? Because it's possibly the most annoying episode yet thus far. Since I peeked at the playlist, I'm very disappointed. I'm very upset at the theme you chose for this show, but it should lead to some interesting discussion, if nothing else.
Jack, stop talking. No one wants to hear your criticism of anything, okay, Jack? This is the club bangers anthem. This is the ones that make when you're in a club and you've been sipping on that lean or that whiskey or that tequila, and you listen to those nice ratchet songs, and you get it in.
In other words, these are the songs that make Sinanu go booty chasing, right? These are the songs that got you booty chasing.
First of all, Jack, I don't booty chase. Booty chases me, Jack. I don't chase women anymore, Jack. I told you I retired a long time ago, Jack. I'm a good man.
You serious when you say we don't really see you in these streets? Like, anybody who be seeing you in these streets, like, that's not actually you? That's not actually you when they see you in the streets? I'm just saying. Because I've caught you in the streets.
I have a twin. Jack, I have a twin, actually. I have a twin.
Yeah?
You know what I mean? I'm telling you, Jack, there's someone who looks just like me.
I remember.
He's been doing all types of wretched things, apparently, and people think it's me. I'm really offended.
I specifically remember a time when me and my girl were walking home from a nice dinner. I was taking her home, and I happened to run into you, and you was in the streets, and you was booty chasing. So, like, I'm just trying to make sure.
Slow it down, Jack.
I just have to make sure that we, you know, that we're on the same page, because I saw you, bro. That wasn't your twin.
Jack, I was not booty chasing. I had just come from my friend's place to meet you guys, remember? And I told you I was actually going back there.
Bro, you wasn't coming to meet me. I happened to run into you in the middle of the street. This is in Hongdae. Me and my girl had just finished dinner, and I ran into you in the middle of the streets. Like, yo, what you doing, man? So, yeah, I'm out hunting. I was like, all right, man, well, whatever.
I've never told you I'm out hunting before in my
not
life.
Not in those exact words, man. I can't use your slang, bro. You be talking in clicks and stuff, man. Like, I don't be knowing how to speak your languages and none of that.
Listen, Zilla, let's move on quickly before I climb through this computer and I help you get closer to this door.
So, sir, since these are the club bangers of 2012, you said, right?
Definitely.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce the
club bangers? You know,
ratchet club bangers.
Thank you very much.
See, I hope you remember that you said ratchet club bangers, because later on we got a segment. As you remember, the ending segment of the show, we are going to be talking to a few of our dear friends. Ladies and gentlemen, please hang on to the last segment of the show. We're going to have a discussion of the last three of Sinanu's quote-unquote ratchet club bangers of 2012. So, sir, why don't you introduce the first three so I can go ahead and dissect them?
Thank you very much, Jack. You know, please listen to that abusive segment at the end. Ladies and gentlemen, someone tells me that, you know, they always pick on me, Jack. And I understand that, you know, you always hate on greatness. But that's fair. But let's move on. Let me introduce, stop. Don't say nothing, Jack. Let me introduce the songs, please. Thank you very much, sir. The first track, I dedicate this track to my homeboy, CJ's Infinite, CJ Gardner. I'm saying all of his names so he knows who I'm talking about. This is Wale and Meek Mill featuring French Montana, Acting Up. every time I'm in the club and I see CJ and this song plays, we always try to muck each other about the song. And he knows why, but that's neither here nor there. The next track is a track from a guy who I don't particularly like a lot, but you know, the track was crazy. And it was huge in 2012. You know, it's by Drake, a light-skinned Canadian featuring Lil Wayne, a gremlin-looking like dude. It's The Model. It's quite a killer song. And the last track for the segment is by, you know, Kanye Z. You know, it's Kanye West featuring Big Sean, Pusha T, and Two Chainz. The track is called Mercy. It's a very nice track, and that track's actually not that. This segment's not that ratchet. This one is not really that ratchet. The songs afterwards, we go into the ratchet zone, ladies and gentlemen. We go deep into the ratchet zone.
If a song called These Hoes Be Acting Up is not considered ratchet compared to the rest of these songs, bro, then I don't even want to listen to the rest of them. But no matter what, the show must go on, ladies and gentlemen. This is segment one. Sinanu says so. Peace.
Yeah. Turn the lights on. Yeah. Turn the lights on. Yeah. Turn the lights on. Turn the lights on.
Come on.
D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. And D-nicks be letting up. D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. And D-nicks be letting up.
These hoes be acting up, and these niggas be letting them. I crush them hoes, I never let them hoes, and these niggas be sweating them. So I run shit like Edgerin, or better yet, like revving them. And on the bottom of my sneaks, they red, man. And I ain't talking about no DMF in them. They Louboutin, and I super grind. VS Stones, they super shine. I pop a perk, I get super hot, and I drill you, bitch. Rookin' out, I rock time for it. Concords, and I shine on these dime hoes. This bitch done bought me a Rolex, and I still ain't got no time for it. These hoes be acting up. These niggas be acting tough. I'm in a phantom, I'm backing up, and I'm bust down, but I'm strapped to fuck. So hold your horses, polo horses, Aston Martin, we rolling voices. Real niggas up in the building, I'm hoes juices, ain't no more choices.
D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. And these niggas be letting up. These ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. Work. D-ho be acting up, and these niggas be letting on. Work, yeah. These niggas be letting on. These niggas be letting on. These niggas be letting on. Me, I don't be sweating.
Well,
on. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up, and these niggas be letting on. Yeah.
These hoes be acting up. See, me, I don't practice much. Gold albums from the word of mouth. Gold bottles in the back of us. These Jones be broke as fuck. Too uptight, they won't open up. She got her arms folded, even on the phone. I'm like, what the fuck is she here for? These hoes be acting up. These niggas keep wiping up. Please, homie, got me cracking up. Never spent one more than a night with her. These hoes be fucking yo. They never say a nigga didn't want you though. Cause you get my phone like 4 in the morning. I'll be like, I told you so. Work.
D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. And these niggas be letting on. D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. D-ho be acting up. And these niggas be letting on. Yeah. These niggas be letting on. These niggas be letting on. These niggas be letting on. Me, I don't be sweating on. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. And these niggas be letting on. Yeah.
These hoes be acting up. Big bread, we racking up. Straight to the bank. Seal up. Cancel that bitch like Nino. Ratchet ass hoe, don't play with me. Wanna copy me, wanna Humphrey me. Wanna Michael me, Russell me. Take me to the bank and tiger me. Man, these hoes be acting up. These clothes just stacking up. These cars, 100 racks enough. These drums, 100 rounds enough. Bitch, blow me like a trumpet. 20,000, all in hundreds. Talking money, 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 money.
These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up, and these niggas be letting on. These hoes be acting up, these hoes be acting up, these hoes be acting up, and these niggas be letting on. Yeah, these niggas be letting on. These niggas be letting on. These niggas be letting on. Me, I don't be sweating on.
These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. These hoes be acting up. And these niggas.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Duda. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, oh, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' ice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga. We don't really play every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
One time, fuck one time. I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt. Almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to her butt. It's Eastside. We in this bitch. Wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down. I'm twisted, doorknob. Talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga, money talks, and Mr. Egg. Yeah, I'm so young, money. Got a drum on a gun, energize a bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Skeet, 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 water gun. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Don't she?
Now she want a photo, you already know though. Yeah. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga. We don't really play every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Real nigga, what's up? 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 What's up?
Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga. We don't really play every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Build a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, don't we do this every day, day. I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need a AK.
Now we out in Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A-ing. White girls politicking, that's the Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Prime time, my top back, this pimp game, ho.
Keen, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm Bill dropping Miss Pac-Man, this pill popping asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins eat two coffins. All she wanted some heel money, all she needed some bill money. He takes time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two door, preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is relevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy. Swear. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swear. I'm in that 2-seat Lambo. Swear. With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay.
Lamborghini Mercy.
Swear.
Yo, chick, she so thirsty.
Swear.
I'm in that 2-seat Lambo.
Swear.
With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Champion sound. The bugle had blown many times, and it's still a one more time. Let's get him on
the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm flat to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers taste level ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass till it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press kit. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby.
Yeah.
Niggas is lawing just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound this or showers. Rain, pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2-seat Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
And we're back. Yes, I stole it from Jack this time. Yes, we're back after those three wonderful songs. I personally have a lot to say, but you know, I feel like these songs are great. You know what I mean? I feel like they're really songs for the club. Would I play them out and about in the street? I might play, you know, The Model and Acting Up and Mercy, but the rest of them that I'm coming from, I don't play those songs in public ever. Jack, what you think?
I'm just mad that you actually had these songs on the soundcast in the first place. I really don't have much to say to you right now. You got These Hoes Be Acting Up, and
yes.
Number two, you got Drake, The Motto, which is a song that I despise with all of everything that's inside me despises Drake. And so, and then you got Kanye West, Mercy. At least that's a song I can talk about because it's interesting. I used to be a big fan of the Clips back in the day. And, you know, I used to think that Pusha T and Malice, they were, you know, pretty dope MCs. But it's interesting to hear a song where everybody else outdid Pusha T. You know, I actually enjoyed 2 Chainz' verse more than I enjoyed Pusha T's verse. And I can't stand 2 Chainz' either, so. But no matter what, Mercy was the best song out of the three. I'm not a Pusha T fan at all. Like you're gonna lose that argument. I'm not a Pusha T fan.
I know, Jack. Let's kill that. I know when it comes to Pusha T, Jack, getting you to like Pusha T is like getting a fat girl to go on diet. It takes a lot of prayer, persuasion, and bribery. It's gonna take a lot of that to get you to like Pusha T, Jack. But actually,
I have no desire to like Pusha T at all. Actually.
You know, Pusha T's not that bad, Jack. Actually, his verse is pretty mean, but that tells you how good the song actually was. If the verses on the songs were better than Pusha T's verse, I thought that was a pretty dope verse.
I like Pusha T better than I like Sheik Looch.
I hate you, Jack. Just kill yourself. Kill yourself right now. Sheik Looch. Anyway, Silverback Gorilla.
So, with that being said, man, well, there's nothing really much to be said about. Did you wanted to? Oh, that's right. You already gave a shout out to CJ for the two of you theme song, and then yeah, that's it. Like, I have nothing else to. Yo, CJ, it's not my fault, man. He said that he wanted to give you a shout out for that song. He said that that's your song, and y'all be singing it to each other in the club. That is a direct quote. Direct quote. Didn't you say that?
CJ knows exactly what I mean. So CJ. All right,
so anyway. I just wanted to. He didn't want to put it out there. He said that to me between segments, that you and him be singing that to each other. Whoa, and that didn't stop, sound right. No, isn't that what you said? Hey, no, hey, quote. Hey, that's
hey,
a quote.
What did you say? Stop snitching, Jack.
What did you say?
Jack, I said I was gonna say it myself.
And I told you I was gonna quote you. I told you I was gonna quote you if you didn't say it right.
That's cool, but I can put it out there myself. CJ and I sing a specific part of that song to each other as a joke. That's what it was.
All right. Well, I'll let that ride then. I'll let that ride. All right, so go ahead and introduce the next segment.
Yeah, you know. Since Jack can't even bear to say the song's name. They're
nah, I'm not introducing nothing. Nothing. Except I'll introduce the third segment, but that's about it. I don't even want to put our email address in this joint. I don't want anybody contacting us. I don't want to do nothing. I'm not doing no Twitter, none of that. So, but go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen. You know, look, this is the Club Bangers of 2012. Please don't judge us. We're just putting up the tracks that went hard in the club in Korea and the clubs that we happen to have frequented. You know what I mean? So, yeah, please don't judge us too much. But these are some of you guys are going to hate us, but you know at the same time, when this song plays in the club, you're going to dance as well. So stop lying. Anyway, the next track is Future featuring Diddy and Ludacris. The track is called Same Damn Time Remix. That song went crazy here in Korea for some reason. And a lot of my friends from the South, or who stay in Korea, I mean South of America, but they stay in Korea, they love this track. Shout out to my friend Alex. She's in Alabama right now. I know she put me on the song originally. And then the track after that, this track went crazy. I don't even know why, because I thought this track was pretty foul. If I think a track is foul, that should tell you something. It's French Montana featuring Drake, Rick Ross, and Lil Wayne. It's Pop That. This has to be one of the most ratchet songs I've heard in my life. But when I'm in the club, Club Naked, shout out to Club Naked, this song goes crazy.
This song be having your booty chasing too. Find some girl to put their booty on you.
Hey man, look, Jack. I told you I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Nah, girls be putting their booty in your face in the song.
Jack, I'm tired. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the. I can't say this music. Let's go ahead and get into this segment.
Club Bangers.
Yeah. Whatever.
See, sometimes in life, these motherfuckers take your kindness for weakness. Right. So sometimes in life, you just gotta blow their motherfucking faces off. Remix.
We're back.
You know you can't do the remix without me. Don't nobody talk shit like me, bitch. Check it out. Boy, your money and my money ain't the same damn kind. I could live your life and my life at the same damn time. See my riding out money, that should buy your house money. I got that I could build a mall right by your house money. Hold up. Say you got that 550. You talking about that Benz, nigga? Say I got that 550. I'm talking about them M's, nigga. All black Phantom, white seats. I killed them, bring them white sheets. Say, ooh, I think she like me. Cause I got me backs like white teeth.
Time and times, people, fortune, force. Same damn time. Double XL GQ vibe source. Same damn time.
Nigga, you don't let that shit that's in your lame ass rhymes. Y'all on woke or sleeping giant. Now the game back mine. Don't be mad, nigga. Be motivated.
going crazy.
Crazy.
Got some diamonds around my neck, no fugazi.
Hey, real
bad bitches in the suite, try to bathe me.
VVS and White Stone.
I'm rolling like a Rolling Stone. Free bands on Apple Pone.
Straight up.
And my cash way long.
Turn up.
I see a bunch of clones. How I bet.
Astronomical. Hey. Sell as many records as a nigga like me. That shit is just impossible.
Oh.
Rappers is delusional, and now they talking most shit. Anything is liable to come out of the mouth of a desperate, starving, broke bitch. Yo, bitch, you used to be good, but now you garbage. Any nigga that wanna step up to the plate and battle will get demolished.
Blah.
My flows is rubbing off just like they fingernail polish. You rappers ain't got no swag. You need to kill your fucking stylist.
Oh.
They biting like piranha.
Yeah.
Then crying to their mama.
Yeah.
These niggas best to call their troops back like Obama.
Woo.
That trash that you spit, it didn't faze me.
Faze me.
Matter of fact, your record label still pays me. See, Luda never starting shit. I'm always on my grind, but I'll respond to three rappers at the same damn time.
Luda, how I bet at the same damn time.
Let's go.
Show me what you twerk with.
Ass
so fat, need a lap dance. I'm in that white ghost, chasing Pac-Man. 100 out the lot, I'll be leading. That's a rock. 100 large, bring a mop. Cars tinted like a rock. Got a brainstorm in my pocket. 30 chains on my collar, got 'em. Two drops, no mileage. Top off like Wallace, and I'm a hell smoke, bitch. Know that,
know that.
Filthy rich before rap.
Before rap.
New deal, I throw that. Beans, I'm on that. We pop a Molly. She bust it up. She see the God. That pussy sucks.
What you twerking with? Shout out to the Inferno. Strawberry. Luke, what it do? Let's go.
What you twerking with?
I love my big booty, bitch. Is my life a Godfather picture? Local club in my city, I fell in love with a stripper. Bitches know I'm that nigga, talking photo Bugatti. I'm the life of the party, let's get these hoes on the molly. You know I came to stay, so drop that pussy, bitch. I got what you want, drop that pussy, bitch. Film it, film it, this bitch want me to film it. Ballin', ballin', like I play for New England. Spin it, spin it, spin the stack every minute. That's 50, 100, I see no fucking limits. Shout out to Uncle Luke, shout out my bitches too. We the two life crew, two for me, two for you. Feed them bitches carrots. nervous. Fuck them like a rabbit. Sorry, that's a habit. Smoke a spliff and then I vanish.
Single, seeing double, making triple, right? I hope you pussy niggas hate, never make a nickel, right? It's good to make it better when your people make it with you. Money coming, money going, ain't like you could take it with you. Right. It's about to be a hit right now. Fuck back then with shit right now. Drop, take care of all the motherfucking crib, and I'm picking up the keys to the bitch right now. OVO, that's made shit. Toronto with me, that's mad shit. Getting cheddar packs like KD. OKC, that's player shit. We don't dress alike, we don't rap alike. I shine different, I rhyme different. Only thing you got is some years on me, man. Fuck you and your time difference. I'm young poppy. Champagne, they know the face and they know the name. Got one watch that could probably pay for like all your chains, so you don't me change. Greystone, 20 bottles, that's all me. On the couch, wildin' out, yellin' free my niggas till they all free. One of my close dogs got three kids and they all three. But we always been the type of crew that been good without a plan B. So.
Stop talking that shit and suck a nigga dick for some truck fit. Okay, I fuck a bitch and I'm gone. That's gangsta Al Capone. I make that pussy spit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm fucking with French, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my bitch. Money ain't a thing but a chicken wing. Bitch, I ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that pussy up. Stop playing. I make her ass scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the leash. I'm rich like a bitch on my pro active shit. Pop that pussy like a zit. I go by the name Little Chick. Yo girl is a groupie. And nigga, use a square. And I will twist you like an Rubik's. Motherfucker, I'm on my skateboard. Watch me do a trick, ho. I'm 5'5, but I can 6'9. Then beat that pussy like Klitschko. It's French Montana, fuck Joe. It's Weezy F, fuck hoes. It's truck the world, it's truck your girl. It's truck pit by the truckload. Yeah.
We're back from these two really, really, well, to be honest, they're really ratchet. The one song is absolutely ratchet as the worst, not the worst, I've heard the worst songs. I remember Nelly Temp Drill, that was the worst song I've heard in my life. Doing crazy in the club for that. Jack, how old were you when Tip Drill came out?
I don't know, probably 68, 70. I don't know. It was a long time ago. I hated that song too.
I love it.
But you know what? The I can actually tolerate the French Montana song more than Tip Drill, because at least the beat was banging. I could bump the instrumental to this joint. But, man, I hated that Tip Drill song. But, you know, I don't even want to focus on that French Montana song, because, first of all, everyone who knows me knows that French Montana is someone that I I always talk about rappers that I don't like, you know, such as Chic Looch and Pusha T, but French Montana is way, he's very, 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 very high on my rappers that I would punch in the face if I had a chance to this, just for being so terrible and just for being so, like, he brings nothing to the table, not even entertainment value, like, seriously. But anyway, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the song before that. I gotta say, as catchy as that song by Future is, Same Damn Time, it is possibly the most annoying. So you know where I was when I heard that song last time? I was at Tom and Tom's coffee shop, believe it or not, trying to study. And I hear dun, 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 at the same damn time. I was like, man, really? And it is the simplest, most ignorant song. Like, you can make up anything to that song and it works. I use forks. I use knives at the same damn time. I mean, what the hell?
Hey, shout out to Tom's and Tom's Coffee for keeping it hood.
Man, yeah, that was terrible, yo. That was terrible.
Hey, Jack, actually, no, Jack, I'm not going to lie to you. The original version of the song, I thought was horrible. I remember telling Alex, you know, Alex, that I hated the song. I remember that I hated the song with a passion. And then it grows on you. It just, oh my goodness, it grows, you get stuck listening to it. Next thing you know, you're singing the hook at the same damn time while hating it, you know?
Whatever, man.
And then, I'm telling you. But yeah. But I mean, the remix is pretty good because even look, I'm shocked. Even Diddy had an above average verse on this track.
I wonder who wrote
Diddy's
it for.
Diddy's garbage to me.
I wonder who wrote it for.
I know, maybe Luda wrote it for him, you know. Hey, remember what Diddy said in Bad Boy for Life? He said, "Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks." Ah! So,
I hate Gucci. I hate Diddy at the same damn time. I hate both of them. Hey, man, I hate Luda, all of them.
What, you hate Ludacris? Wait, I said
Future and Diddy Boy. I'm talking about 2 Chainz and Future, of the worst people in my life right now as far as MCs go. Tony Montana. Who really likes Future? If any of our listeners actually out there, I'm going to say this straight up. If any of y'all are consider yourself Future fans, I would politely ask you to never listen to any episode of SKE Soundcast ever again. I'm willing to lose you as listeners. I don't need you. I don't need anybody associated with you. If you are a French Montana fan, that applies to you too. I don't need you to listen at all. You can completely delete our podcast out of your library.
Stop it, Jack. Stop it.
I'm just saying, bro.
Listen, ladies, if you like Future, if you like French Montana, it don't matter. You know what?
You can all. That's right. You can always bring your trash to Nando. That's right.
Wait, listen. Any guys out there who don't like. Who like Future, you don't want to listen. As far as I'm concerned, I want everyone to listen. Look, this is going to be the one ratchet episode we're going to have. Next week, I promise you guys, it's going to be very good, very dope hip-hop. This is just a club banger, so we had to research and see what was bumping in the clubs in Korea, hip-hop-wise, and this happened to be it. I mean, not all of the clubs, but just the majority of the clubs where you find our people, and by our people I mean Western folk listening to hip hop, a lot of these songs were bumping. And we can't help but, you know, we just have to represent and see what people are listening to here in Korea in 2012.
What you were listening to in Korea. What you Club Naked folks were listening to in Korea. Not what we. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jack. Jack doesn't go to Club Naked. But anyway, let's move on past that, Jack, because we know no over 50s about it.
All right, everyone, listen.
But now,
Before we get into the next segment, I would like to. I really don't even want to put our information on this episode, but if you would like to get in touch, you know what? I'm gonna do it like this. If you really want to get in touch with us and tell us how ashamed of us you are and how sad you are that we actually did an episode and put these songs on there, please email us at sss@showkingsent.com. And curse Nanu out, because of course this is his fault. This is his series, and he put this garbage on there. I know one person, Will King. Will King is going to write all kind of hate mail, and I hope so. You know what? I'm happy to have him coming up in the next segment to express his disdain, just as I do, for Nanu's choice and his taste in music. So sss@showkingsent.com. If you want to reach Nanu on Twitter, you can reach him at The Wolf Speaks at Twitter. You can reach me.
Phone numbers, ladies, leave your phone numbers.
You can reach me.
I want to see what y'all look like. I don't want no ugly bros hollering at me.
Yo, beggars can't be choosers, bro. Right, but if you want to reach me, what up?
Jack, you know how I do. Jack, please.
I know how you do. Booty in your face at Club Naked. I know how you do. Booty in your face at Club Naked. But listen, man, if anybody wants to tweet me or whatever, you can follow me at Real Jackzilla. Really easy to find. Anyway, also, you know, www.showkingsent.com. You can also find us on Facebook as SKE Soundcast, our Facebook page. Go like us, please. And everyone, please, listen, subscribe. We have a fair amount of listeners, but we can't get the statistics we need unless you subscribe. Some of you click listen, some of you could click like, but I would like to emphasize, please, please, please go ahead on to iTunes and subscribe. Please go to Stitcher Radio and subscribe. It really, really helps us out, helps us to grow the show. If you like what we're doing, please, please, once again, subscribe. I can't stress it enough.
Subscribe. Nanu wants you to subscribe. Ladies, the sex symbol wants you to subscribe.
Man, whatever. Listen, I'm glad I got some help coming up in the next segment, man. Everybody, I'd like to introduce you to our first ever SKE Soundcast live episode. Coming up, I guess it's going to jump. I don't know how to edit this, so we're just going to run right into it. Everybody, we have a few guests coming up. Just give me a second to switch over. Thank you very much for listening. Here we go.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay. How long did that take? How long did that take? How long did you do that?
I mean, total was 22 minutes.
Pull up. Frank. Headshot. Frank. Sit down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Faded. Frank. Faded.
Nah, I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people wanna kill their sorrow. Some people wanna fit in with the popular, that was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you baby sitting on it? Two or three shots, I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour. Frank. Headshot. Frank. Sit down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Faded. Frank. Faded. Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice in the Premier League. I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you baby sitting on me? Two or three shots, I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it. Pour. Frank. Headshot. Frank. Sit down. Frank. Stand up. Frank. Pass out. Frank. Wake up. Frank. Faded. Frank. Faded.
Frank. Frank.
One chopper, 100 shots, bang, pop out, do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots, bang, I ride, you ride, bang. One chopper, 100 shots, bang, pop out, do you bang? Two chopper, 200 shots, bang.
Nigga, why you baby sitting on it? Two or three shots, I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it. Pour.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Bands will make her dance. 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 Bands will make her dance.
Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy. I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These cheeks clap, let's get it. And they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone, loose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income, we get trippin' and then some. So nasty when she rollin', she put that ass off in my hands, I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone, at the KOD she leave with me. She got friends, bring three, I got drugs, I got drink. Bend it over, Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy, Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere, they showin' racks, I'm throwin' racks. In the VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas tipping, broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card, that's my lil nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spiel nigga. Smoking on quiche, cold, give me chills nigga. What's your real name? And not your stripper name. I make it rain on you like a window pane. Bands and make her dance. Tune you make her come. Hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum. Two hoes on one fucking pole. Two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo. Her stomach and her ass out. I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Two chains,
yeah.
Four bracelets. Let me see the ass clap. Standing old face,
bro.
If your girl don't swallow kids, man, that hoe face.
Ooh.
Got two bitches with me. Take a shot of one hoe. Using her friend for a chase.
Yo.
Bands will make a bust. Let me see you touch it.
Money talk. You ain't got no end or discussion.
Damn.
Bands will make her do it.
Do it.
Pocket full of money.
Money.
Young nigga getting head wider. Engines running. Let me see you wiggle, do it for a real nigga. I be laughing to the bank, all you do is giggle. Ballin' in my coupe, call it sports car. Drop the top and freaking treat the bitches like a porn star.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Yeah. Shit sound like 007 and 64 and shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Jane, gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This
ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with it. This one for the hood, nigga. Hips of bitches that shop at Lennox. Dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beast, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That's pussy popping that Magic City. Got you strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my niggas. And bitches buy that money.
Cash out.
Gotta love Chester Bridge. Them bad hoes at Onyx.
Uh-huh.
I don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges. Them bad hoes at Spelman. Shout out to them freshmen. On Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Mama always told me. Boy, I count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust. So I kept counting them
Franklins.
I'm too fly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist.
Go.
One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's none.
God damn.
OG joints, them high socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck.
Yeah.
Gold all in my chain.
My chain.
Gold all in my ring.
My ring.
Gold all in my watch.
My watch.
Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking around with us through Nanu's audio debauchery. We have with us, for the, like we promised, our first live segment. Yes, I'm always disrespectful to you. When you earn your respect, I'll give you your respect. Until then, I will keep making fun of you.
Thank you, James L. Jones.
So, sir, as we were saying, we have our first live segment. We have with us four guests. First, we have up on my left, we have Anna. Anna, say what up to everybody. Who are you?
What's up? I'm Anna Kemper, and I'm from Planet Hustle.
Word up. Next, who do we have next?
My name's Jace. I work for Show Kings Entertainment, part of the marketing team. Soul Seekers, B-Boy crew, located in Korea. Dirty Tricks Syndicate, worldwide B-Boy and hip-hop movement crew.
Word up.
And he's also got the biggest forehead in Korea. Don't forget that.
Next. You got the dirtiest tongue from tossing too much salad.
No comment on that. I can't follow
edit
that one up.
We're gonna edit that out.
I'm not editing nothing. Next up, who we got?
Yo, it's Tony all the way from Busan. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a fancy website or a business, you know what I'm saying? But I am hip hop extraordinaire expertise, you know what I'm saying, coming all the way live.
Maybe I should have chosen you instead
right
of Nanu
my
as my co-host.
Right.
Maybe I should have chosen you as my co-host instead of Nanu. At least you seem like you might have some taste. And who do we have next?
All right. My name is Will King. Since we're going through all the schematics, I do have a fancy website. I am an artist. and I'm like moonlighting for Will King. And I have to say this. Yes, I represent Fix Your Face Entertainment, CEO, rapper, whatever you want to call it. And I am an avid destroyer of everything that Nanu has to say.
There it is.
Oh, he is the worst.
Who let this man on the radio? Who let this man on the radio?
I love you though, man.
Man, you know who let him on the radio?
I love,
the
I
same
love.
Man that let you on the radio, sucker. That would be me. Anyway,
Jack, I'm gonna ask Will to fix your face.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Nanu.
I gotta fix my face after hearing your choices of music. Damn.
Thank you. Man. Will King, everybody. Will King. Will King, everyone. He deserved those hand claps.
Jack? What the hell is this? No.
So let's get on into
Jack,
the music.
Jack.
Let's get into the music. The first song that we chose,
you,
the first song that Nanu chose was, who was it? It was Drank by Kendrick Lamar, correct? And so everybody, first, I guess, you know what? I'm going to leave my opinion for last. Let's start with Anna. Anna, what do you think of that song, Drank, by Kendrick Lamar?
I mean, it's all right, but I'm confused because I thought we were listening to Ratchet songs, and that's not Ratchet.
Word.
No, the theme is actually songs that they play in the club last year. That was the theme. Unfortunately, Jack, his hearing is so bad that he can't even hear when I say something, and his reading is so bad as well. So when I put it there for him to read, in his mind, he must be dyslexic, you know, and have Parkinson's Alzheimer's.
I didn't know that.
Everything combined because no, Jack, can I please?
I didn't know that Ratchet and Club Bangers were spelled backwards.
I said Club Bangers of 2012, Jack.
Seven out of eight of the songs that you chose were ratchet as hell.
Because those are the songs they play in the club, Jack. Yes or no? Come on, Jack.
I don't know. I don't be in clubs naked. I don't be in club naked like this.
Can I interject? Can I interject? I believe he's talking about the songs they play in club naked, which constitute as club ratchet. So, yes.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. And not even Club Naked only. I've been to other clubs where they play a lot of this kind of music too. In
but Nanu, you go to the clubs where they let you put booty in your face.
Wait, guys. Can we, guys? Let's have a discussion. Let's have a discussion right now. This is not about Nanu and putting booty in Nanu's face. It's not about that. This is about music. And whether or not these songs go hard in the club. Anna, you don't see me talking about when you put a whole banana in your mouth now, dude.
That never happened. No. You can talk about that.
Oh, what, Anna, what were you eating?
You can't make shit
Anna,
up.
Wait. Anna, what were you
don't
eating?
You don't see me talking about
Anna,
that.
Anna, what were you
why
eating?
Why are you bashing on the white girl, man?
Hey, white girl alone.
I'm a white girl supporter.
Stop, of course. Oh, please, whatever, Will. We see your motives here. We see you.
Don't try and turn me into a hoe. Ladies and gentlemen. I would like to get back to the music.
Jace, what you got to say about this cut?
I'm of two minds. If you're talking about club bangers of 2012, was it a banger? Yeah. It got the clubs moving. It wasn't. But the thing is that we're limited to clubs in Seoul. It's big here. It's obviously big in the States. Was it a banger? Yes. Was it a song that you'd find me playing in my private time? I wouldn't even bother downloading that. Nah. It's not, to me, that's not a genuine hip-hop song to me.
What, the Kendrick Lamar song is not a genuine hip-hop song?
I didn't like it. You asked me for my opinion? I didn't like it.
No, I'm asking. That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking you right now. I'm asking you whether you think. Okay, did you like the Kendrick Lamar album at all?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good Kid. Good Kid, Mad City was rated.
I like this.
I'm not a hater. I'm not saying, oh, you whack. I'm just not a fan of him.
You're not a fan of Kendrick Lamar.
I'm not a fan of Kendrick Lamar. That's all. Oh, you whack, man. Kendrick Lamar. He's whatever.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to lose sweat over it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry, Jack, to interject, but Tony, please give us your thoughts on the song. It's Nanu, aka the sex symbol. Thank you. Please go.
Why are you trying to be sexier than Tony? That's not cool, yo.
First off, don't say that.
Hey, excuse me. Listen. I'm letting people know what I am, Jack. Stop being a hater as usual, old man Jack. Parkinson's. Tony, all right,
first
me,
off,
man. I apologize.
But shouldn't you be saying that to Anna? Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, like, I want you mentioning nothing about sex symbol before you.
Hey, wait.
I mean, personally, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really feel like that was too much of a club banger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. To me, it was kind of slow. You know what I'm saying? But I got to agree with my man Jace. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kendrick Lamar, I haven't really been that impressed with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Ab Soul is much nicer MC than Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in terms of the song, you know, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? I guess it kind of gets the club moving. But in terms of a club banger, not really.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. And last and definitely least, you know, Will, please give us your wonderful opinion on this song.
I'm allowed to talk now?
I'm just making sure.
The Drake, I mean, it is what it is. I'm a Lamar fan personally. You know, I don't think that's his arena though. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Understanding just because you're an artist doesn't make you a connoisseur in doing club records. Like, everybody's not a Little John, for example, if you understand what I'm saying. But for the type of fans we have in hip hop right now, it will work. That's it.
What up? Personally, I really like the song, man. Personally, I really I've always thought that I can say most of the songs that I've heard from Kendrick Lamar have been good songs. And so this was actually one of the few songs, actually I can't even say few. This was the one song on Nanu's list of the day that I can actually rock with 100%. There is one more that I just like because of the energy, but if it, you know, other than the energy, there's nothing really there for me. We'll talk about that song two songs later. But yeah, overall, I kind of like that song. But next up, let's see. Next week, oh, I'm sorry, Nano, unless you want to say something
about
it.
Wait, whoa, Jack. Come on now.
Really? We kind of don't care what you have to say, you know.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it. Anyway, let me give my
Do I need to take a vote? There's six of us in the room. I can take
Jack,
a vote and see if anybody else cares.
Hey. Thank you. Hey. Anyway, what I was saying was that the reason I chose this song was because actually it was one night I went into Club Naked, the land of the living ass in my face. Yes. Yes, there's a joke. Now, and then they played the song, and I've never seen it. Like, Club Naked gets live sometimes, but it got so live when the song went on. Like, everyone was getting it. Everyone was on the dance floor. It was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? And I never thought a song like that with a beat, because as people say, it's a slow beat. It's not really a fast beat. It's not really a little John or other kind of songs that we hear in the club that get the club moving. Like, it's not that really one of those songs that we get crazy to, but people were dipping out, were, you know, were getting into it. So that's the reason I chose the song, because of one night. And I think a friend of mine in New York actually said, like, people actually really vibe to the song a lot as well. Like, they don't really like a lot of, you know, they still have a lot of issues when it comes to music from Cali and stuff like that, but they really vibe to this song. Like, they do really do Kendrick Lamar. So, yeah, that's why I chose the song. Thank you very much. Let's move on to the next song, Jack.
All right, next song we had was Juicy J remix, Bands Da Make Her Dance. Possibly one of the worst songs of 2012, but one of the most infectious songs of 2012, unfortunately. That's Jace. I'm going to let you go first this time, man. Jace, what do you think of your friend Juicy J, Bands Da Make Her Dance?
Hey, that's a strip club song, man. That's straight up in the club, strip club, one of those ones. But that song is ratchet as hell. Is it a club? Like I said, I don't like it. I don't like it. Juicy J, is he a good producer? Can he make songs that will get the strip club, the club going? Yeah. Yeah.
But okay, but
do
Anna,
I like that song? No, but it has Anna, no content. It says nothing. I mean, to me, this is like my foundation of hip hop, my foundational understanding of hip hop. This is the antithesis of it. You know, it's the exact opposite. It's like, for me, hip hop is supposed to be saying something. To be
but
saying
Anna,
something,
you, Professor. Okay,
Adam.
Okay.
Anna,
up,
how do you feel about?
Wrap it up. Wrap it up, Professor.
I
want to
ask Anna, how do you feel
man,
when the song comes on?
I don't come anywhere when you're talking. I don't come anywhere when you're eating ass either. Live
it's my show. It's my show. I'm allowed to talk.
Best maker dance. Nah, not digging it.
So Anna, how do you feel about it? Anna, how do you feel about it? Like, if you in club, whatever, and you hear Bands That Make a Dance come on, and you know, guys just start looking around for somebody to put their ass in their face. And I mean, like, Anna, how do you feel? Anna, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, that song's garbage, but I like it.
Agreed.
Like,
that's
I,
about Anna. That's
I like.
About.
Shut up, Nanu. Just shut up. I like to dance to it. I think that, you know, dance songs and stripper songs definitely have their place in hip hop. Juicy J makes some of the best, so I mean, this to me was way better than ass. So I don't know. I like it.
I actually prefer ass to this one.
You're referring to.
Really? I don't. I hate that ass song.
You're referring to Ass by Big Sean, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Tony.
Okay.
All right. In my personal opinion, I mean, yeah, everybody, you know what I'm saying, feels like, you know, hip-hop should be conscious and everything like that. But when we go to the club, we ain't trying to hear no conscious music. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Nobody's listening to Common or Talib, you know what I'm saying, or Elzai. Like, nobody's listening to that. You know what I'm saying? When we go to the club, we go there for one thing in mind, you know what I'm saying? And like, if that song gets the ladies moving, then, you know what I'm saying, it serves its purpose, you know what I'm saying? Today is club bangers. It's not, you know what I'm saying, like conscious characters. It's not that, you know what I'm saying? So to me, I just got back from the States and I was up in the club and that song was hitting. I mean, everybody was just live off that shit. So, sorry, excuse my language. But it definitely gets the job done. You know what I'm saying? It gets the job done. And just like Jack said, I see myself singing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my girl, she'd be like, what are you singing? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bands make good dance. Bands make good dance. You know what I'm saying? It gets it done. It gets it done. It gets it done. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's kind of questioning, like, okay, who's dancing and what bands are you spending? You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm up there, you know what I'm saying, making it rain. So, like I said, it gets the job done. You know what I'm saying? I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, like, I love the ratchetness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like my righteousness and I like my ratchetness. And when I'm in the ratchet mood, that's what I'm playing. You know what I'm saying? So,
Word up. All right. We respect that. But on two things we don't respect. Nanu, what do you think? Nanu, can you see someone putting their ass in your face to this song?
Hell yes, Jack. And it's
since
been
you are the
before.
You are the face and ass king.
Last weekend.
Let me tell you something, Jack. Let me tell you something. I've had the finest women dance the most wretched ways hearing this song. I look at some girls I respect. I'm like, a girl I'll talk to and we'll have intellectual conversations. I'm like, wow, this girl's such a decent person. And then Juicy J comes on. Bands will make her dance. And this girl starts doing the most. I'm like, woo, where were you? I'm like, who's this? And where's the girl I was talking to 20 minutes ago? Like, I love ratchet music belongs in hip-hop. Let's be honest. We've had ratchet music ever since, you know, the days of the Furious Five. And so we had songs like back then as well. So I don't understand why everyone says hip-hop is dead because, you know, the South is making all this music that's horrible and stuff like that. We need songs like this at the club because when you go out, we're not trying to hear Nas say, I know I can be what I want to be. You're not trying to hear that at the club. You're not trying to hear that. You're not trying to hear Common talking about the people on the corner. You're not trying to hear that at the club. You're trying to drop it low. You're trying to hear Bands Will Make a Dance. You're trying to hear all the type of songs that you can go, what the hell was this person thinking when he made this?
Will, Bands to Make a Dance.
Thank you, Forehead, for that.
All right, can y'all hear me? I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, man, it's cool.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, if y'all can hear me, I'm not into it, man. I get it why a female will be into it. No pun intended, Anna, because it makes you a dance. And that's 9 times out of 10, you go to a club, that's what you're trying to hear. But I'm not a Juicy J fan. I'm not going front. I'm from New York, and we're very biased before we listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. And I didn't like it.
Word up.
That's just what it breaks down to. It didn't, to me, what we look for in hip-hop and what that song represents is two different things. We should looking for hip-hop to make sense, not just, you know, booty-shaking music. I'm sure Nanu has had enough asses in his face. Sometimes you need to hear something that actually works. You know,
wait, why is this about Nanu? Wait, why is this about
Nanu? Stop cutting people off, man. Why are you always cutting people off?
The wretchedness of your being.
Why, Nanu, why are you always cutting people off? He had something valuable to say. Like,
because you cut me off, Jack. Because you cut me off.
Let the man speak.
Let him speak, please. Thank you.
Much appreciated. See, this is stuff that black people can't go nowhere because stuff like that. But
wait, what?
Let me finish. It's like, I understand where you're coming from with that. And I made a perfect, I made a perfect example when we talked about ratchet music and I talked about Club Naked. That was your only evidence of a club loving that song, Club Naked. You know what I'm saying? And not to knock Club Naked, not to knock Club Naked or anything, you know, in Korea, but, you know what I do. So I'm very, you know, in touch with a lot of DJs and such. To me, that song's ass. And you're talking about club hits that work. They're still playing Soulja Boy, you in clubs in some places. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I get you.
I just didn't like it. I'm not a fan of Juicy J. I think he's the ass.
What up?
That's my verdict.
that's the verdict. Thank the king, the king has spoken. Thank you, sir. All right, so now the third and final song of the segment, which is, I got to say, is near and dear to my heart. And I'll explain why later. It was All Gold Everything by Trinidad James. Gold all in my chain. I wish CJ was in this joint to actually rock with us on this, because I literally hated that song until, I guess what, four or five times talking to CJ about that song. Eventually, I actually paid more attention to it and paid more attention. I actually started watching Trinidad James's interviews and everything. But I got to say, the lyrics is the only part. But what that song has for me is basically entertainment value. I mean, Bands to Make Her Dance doesn't entertain me at all, but this song has entertainment value. And maybe I'm biased because I lived in Atlanta so long. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of my verdict on that one. And this time I actually want to start with you, Nanu, just because I know you're probably going to cut somebody else off later. So I'm going to start with you, Nanu. Go ahead. What do you think about this Trinidad James song? Because I know you put it on there just for me, really. I know you did. And I thank you for that, sir.
I did.
But go ahead.
You're welcome, Jack. You're very welcome, Jack. You know, you're my big uncle, my big grand uncle, actually, to be honest.
So, okay, yeah. That was great. Now, Jace, what do you think about this song?
Stop, oh, Jack.
I told you nobody really cares, man.
Jack, listen, man. Jack, stop it. Anyway, you know.
You sound like you're getting sensitive. Jack, stop it.
No, listen.
Stop. That's why you sound like that now.
You're a rapist. You like hearing that, don't you, Jack? Because you're a rapist. Like, what kind of narcissist is that? I like hearing, Jack, what the hell's wrong with you? Now, anyway, moving on. The song, Stop, man. What the hell's wrong with you?
Those were the crickets you deserved for that joke. That was a horrible joke. You're terrible.
Hey. Thank you very much, Granddaddy. Now, as I was saying.
Somebody find some ass James to put in his song. Face. Maybe he can focus.
Yo, man. The Trinidad James song, actually, Jack, to be honest, I don't like that song that much. I think that song makes absolutely no sense to me. Like, I'm just like, I can understand that these young kids like it, but young kids are idiots. I mean, to be honest, we listen to the music that young people are listening to these days. Even like, they were talking about Bands to Make a Dance is just a really horrible song. But that's true. It is a horrible song. It's not a nice song, but it's a song that gets people dancing. When you go to the club, sometimes some clubs, the one you go to, you want to see them dance. This song, however, I don't understand why people like the song. I don't. It makes no sense to me. It lyrically makes no sense. The video is absolute garbage. The person, I don't even know. Like he said he'd started rapping 6 months before he made that song, and they've given him a multi-million dollar deal. What kind of stupidity is that? That tells me exactly what kind of how corporate America is now and what they're trying to sell to people in America. Bands will make a dance for a strip club. They're trying to get women to take their clothes off and get money. I understand that. I'm props to that. But this song, I have no idea what reason this song was made for. It doesn't make sense. They should rob him so he can be all broke, everything. You know what I mean? They should take all the gold he wears and let him be broke. That's what they should do. Anyway, I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, sir, for that opinion. Next up, Tony, what you think, man?
You know, at first when I heard it, I wasn't really rocking with it, but you know what I'm saying? After I listened to the whole complete Trinidad James project, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's still growing on me. It's still growing on me. But as far as this segment, you know what I'm saying? In the club bangers, it's banging. You know what I'm saying? It's banging. I mean, it gets the people moving. Regionally, I'm not sure. Up in New York, I really can't see them playing something like that. But down in the South, you know what I'm saying? Like where I'm from, they rocking with it. You know what I'm saying? They rocking with it. So I feel like it gets the job done. Lyrically, I don't know what he's saying. know what I'm saying? But, you know, it bangs.
Word up. It bangs. That.
Jack, yes, I don't mean to cut you off. I apologize. But actually, I was watching a radio interview of him on the New York radio station, right? And they were talking about how the song is actually being very popular amongst the teenage market, I think. Yeah. And that tells me that I feel like young kids these days are just lost. Because if that's the kind of music they're loving, that's just terrible. It's
Soulja Boy.
Have you listened to the rest of his other songs?
I hated it.
Have you listened to his other songs?
If you listen to the complete mixtape,
you kind of understand a little bit better about what he's going through, what he's going for. Like, but I agree with everybody so far. I mean, I don't know. Jace, you look like you're about to say something, man.
I got nothing to add to what Tony has said. That's pretty much my exact opinion. All I can say is the guy has only been rapping for 6 months, and that's legit fact. What did you expect? Seriously, what did you expect? You got people like with real skill. We're talking like Daz FX, all the old school guys. I mean, the people who have been forging their craft for years, you know, and they're still not that nice. They're getting there, and you're gonna get a guy who's been rapping for like 6 months. All he needs now is a simple beat and a catchy hook, and throw it out there. And with the right marketing, with the right gimmick, that's what Soulja Boy was. It was a gimmick.
Agreed.
And Soulja Boy went big. Cali Agreed. Swag District, same thing. The Dougie. Now this one, what's it? All gold, everything.
Why you try to sound like Elvis though? Why you gotta sound like Elvis when you say it?
What's up with the accents? Like, why is he changing his voice and stuff? Like, I don't get that. Like, what the hell is wrong with this dude?
Go toss some salad, son.
I'm sorry, we missed that. What'd you say?
Go toss some salad, son.
Oh, Nani.
go get a woman for the first time in your life. Hey, go get a woman for the first time in your life. Go get a woman. Hey, can we move on, please? Yes, I had an ass in my face. Big boo-hoo. Move on.
Hey, I can't wait to see the pictures. I heard there's a picture of it. I heard there's a photo of it somewhere. I can't wait to see it.
There's a photo of it, and I'm going to find it and put it on the SKE Soundcast webpage.
You won't find it. You know why you won't find it? Because I deleted it. I got it, and I know who took it.
Yeah, don't forget. Don't forget, Nana. We know all the photographers in Seoul. Don't forget that. All right. Next up, I'm gonna go to Anna, because I like to save Will for last, because he usually says quite interesting statements. Anna, what's up?
The song is just like everything that's wrong with hip hop right now. I feel like they just found this dude, picked him up, and decided because he had a certain style and a certain finesse about him that they were just gonna market him for lifestyle. And to me, that's like the epitome of hip hop going commercial and corporate, and it being about branding and not music. Like, 6 months, really? Like, I feel like I could write a hip hop song and do a better job than he did. Like, I can't stand this song. I don't like anything about it.
I'm sure you could. Well, my mic's cutting out. I'm sure you could do a better job than him. I'm pretty positive. You could write better lyrics than Trinidad James, but unfortunately, that doesn't say much.
That's sad.
That doesn't say much.
Just as a project to show that it can be done, we should do something like that. Put it out there, market it. Something as banal and ratchet and stupid as that.
Can we start, Anna? Can we start, Anna?
The problem is that the banal and stupid isn't what's selling. It's the lifestyle. Like Wiz Khalifa, when he came out, he said he wasn't just selling his music, he was selling himself, like his brand, who he is, how he lives, like everything. And that's where I see the commercial side of hip hop going now, is it's not just about like, did you make a hot CD, or, you know, are you a good performer, or what can you contribute to the game? It's just, will people buy who you are? And It's just disturbing to me. Like, it just really gets on my nerves. But at the same time, I do marketing, so.
So you understand the game.
Kind of. I mean, I don't. I don't do it like that, but I definitely see the trend.
All right.
You hate it, but you sell it to people. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do the first SKE album, SKE sponsored album, called it All White Everything, starring Anna Kemper. I mean, that's gonna name. that's gonna be our next big project. All White Everything.
I'll start writing for that tonight.
That's what's up.
On that white hustle.
All right, and last but definitely not least, Mitchell and S. Will King, what you think of All Gold Everything, Trinidad James?
Before we go on that, I would definitely buy about 10 copies of that All White Everything album.
Hey, can we get a Mitchell and S feature on the album? On the album, can we get a Mitchell and S feature with Anna Kemper, All White Everything?
I could do a skit. Now, mm-hmm. Nanu, allow me to speak, please. Okay. I put it like this: we gotta understand what we're talking about when we're talking about club bangers, and a lot of us are looking for this track to save hip hop. It's not happening. Nas can't even do it. It's not hip hop in some people's perspective of what hip hop is. What hip hop has become, you know, mass with media and, you know, what? Multimedia. Everybody think they could do rap these days because of the internet. You know, you could put something on YouTube and it's a song. You know what I'm saying? But we also know that right now hip-hop is a business. You do marketing. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. I can't sit up here and say I don't like Soulja Boy, do all these, because these at some point are young brothers that made it from point A to point B. However, a lot of artists are settling and stomaching calling themselves underground. That's a problem. Stop saying, oh, I'm only one person, I can't do it. You're the problem. We're the problem with hip-hop when we don't push the limit and we complain about the business and the industry and all this. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't going to change if we keep allowing this stuff to happen. I'm not knocking Soulja Boy. I'm not knocking Trinidad James. And I'll give you an example. They said 6 months. I would guarantee you there's somebody in Trinidad James camp who's been doing music for like 20 years and never made it. You know what I'm saying? And that 45-year-old, 50-year-old, guess what? They just picked a face, and that's what Trinidad James is, or whatever the hell his name is. I don't know him. We was at Club Naked last night. I saw a chick that looked like SpongeBob dancing to that gold on. I mean, she had gold pants on, and she looked like SpongeBob. We just talking about it, you know? But the thing is this, the big thing in hip-hop, we got to understand.
Hey, Will, I think you just broke the show, man. I think you just killed it. I think you just completely broke the show.
Jay's a future girlfriend. Nah, whatever. You
all right, everybody. Thank you. Listen. Thank you very much. We're gonna try to make. We're gonna try and do this weekly, if possible. You're all invited back anytime we do this. We'll put out the Facebook invite. We'll put the information.
I don't want to see Will again.
Nanu, listen. Be quiet for a second.
Are you crying?
Yeah, I'm crying.
He can do that. All right. Listen. You're all invited back to the show. Anytime we do the live show, thank you very much for participating. We appreciate all of your opinions. They were awesome, except for Nanu's. Everybody else did a great job of with their commentary. So we'll see you guys next week. We're going to take a break, listen to one more song, and then we're going to go back. Actually, we're not. I forgot. That was the last song. So I guess I'm supposed to be saying goodbye now. So. With that being said, this has been a great episode, the first live episode of SKE Soundcast, the first live episode of Sinanu Says So. Thank you very much, everybody, for participating. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
I'm not thanking y'all. Y'all can kiss my ass. I ain't thanking none of y'all. Y'all can all kiss my ass. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to add that in there. Actually, I'm going to add that last part in there. Yo, it's gonna be crazy.
What?
After I end, let me stop recording.
Hold on. I have to log off.
No, chill. Hang on. What'd you say?